This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The House of Representatives has adjourned for the holidays without sending the articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump to the Senate. However, as AP Sagar Magani reports, Speaker Nancy Pelosi did invite Trump to give the State of the Union speech.
The response came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president formally inviting him to address a joint session of Congress February 4th. The letter comes 2 days after Pelosi's House voted to impeach the president. She says she's inviting him to deliver the address in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. It's unclear if the Senate will have acted on impeachment by the time the president steps into the House chamber. No date has been set for its trial, with Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell at an impasse over how the trial will be run. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump signed legislation Friday that creates a space force and gives federal workers 12 weeks of paid parental leave. President Trump said the sixth branch of the military is vital for U.S. security.
Space. There'll be a lot of things happening in space, because space is the world's newest warfighting domain. Amid grave threats to our national security, American superiority in space is absolutely vital.
The Space Force will be the first new branch of the U.S. military in more than 60 years. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi called a meeting with his Council of Ministers on Saturday to discuss the security situation in the country. This follows protests against a controversial citizenship law. At least 14 people have been killed in violent clashes between the police and protesters since Parliament passed the law that critics say discriminates against Muslims. From Washington, this is VOA News.